Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Video Store, a podcast dedicated to the lost format of VHS videotapes. I'm your host, James Hanna. Okay, welcome to the first episode of The Video Store. Just a quick background. This is a podcast dedicated to the lost format, quote-unquote, of VHS. The reason I am doing this podcast is because recently I've become enamored again with that said format. And the reason being is I was born in 1983 and I grew up with VHS. Now, as a kid, it was the only way to watch movies at home, and I just didn't appreciate the warmness of analog technology at the time. So it was useless for me to hang on to this stuff as everything became digitized. You know, DVDs, Blu-rays, digital licensing, and whatever else. So recently I was watching a movie, The Godfather, 1972. Francis Ford Coppola directing, Marlon Brando, Al Pacino. And it had been, you know, digitally restored, and it looked beautiful. But it was missing that certain warmth I remembered as a child first watching The Godfather. And it, to me, it dawned quite quickly that it had to do with it being digital. I have an uncle who has always extolled the virtues of analog technology. And so he and I were talking. I said, you know, great movie still. Looks beautiful. But just lacks that warmth. He said, well, let me give you my VHS copy. I said, well, what good is that going to do? I don't even have a VHS player. And so he also lent me his player. So, went home, watched it, and I was transported back to 1998 when I first saw the movie. So, with that, I went on a hunt for VHS technology. The first place, obviously, I went to was Goodwill. Duh. I had done searches before on the internet before that, you know, to buy a VHS player, that some of these things would still cost me $100 or better. I thought that was ridiculous because it is a dead technology. No matter which way you want to talk about it, it is a dead technology. So I decided to go look at Goodwill, and I found a player there and got it home. And I'm like, okay, I got the player, and I was able to hook it to my 4K television with some ingenuity, not on my part, but on the part of an internet search. And I'm like, well, I have nothing to watch. I just watched The Godfather, and it's not like I could pull out any other VHS tape and watch it. So I went on eBay, and this gentleman was selling a lot of 18 video cassettes of James Bond movies, and James Bond happens to be possibly my most favorite of all franchises. And it took me back to the idea of first watching James Bond with that same uncle. It's always extolled the virtues of analog technology. And so I ordered them. It took a while. The man was out of town. He couldn't ship it out right away. But eventually it came here. And I put the first tape in and the player quit. Almost ate the tape, which was a feature of VHS technology that I had happily forgotten. But with smooth fingers, I was able to extract the tape and go on the hunt for another VHS player. And believe it or not, Goodwill is not crawling with used VHS players. So I found another one, brought it home, and popped in a movie. It was GoldenEye, starring Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. And watched it, and I'm like, okay, That's what I remember. This is what I enjoy watching. It's nostalgia to the height. So now that brings me to this first episode tonight. After that long rambling intro. 1962's Dr. No. The first James Bond movie. Starring Sean Connery as James Bond 007. I'm going to read the back of the video cassette box. Since the original James Bond spy classic, the one that started the most popular film series ever. Sean Connery is James Bond 007, the suave, charming, and fearless secret agent who's an expert on weapons, women, martinis, and, well, just about everything. Sent to Jamaica to investigate the double murder of a British agent and his secretary, Bond is soon on the tail of Dr. No, a fanatical scientist plotting to take over the world. Unstoppable in his effort to reach Dr. No's mysterious island retreat, Bond outwits the kidnappers, an alluring female counter-spy, and countless terrifying perils his adversary has arranged. But Dr. No is waiting for 007 and his beautiful blonde companion, played by Ursula Andress, when they arrive. He forces them to surrender, determined to achieve his diabolical scheme. Directed by Terrence Young, and co-starring Jack Lord, this first extraordinary adventure of the world's most famous spy has captured both the imagination and hearts of fans around the world. Now let's read the credits. This is produced by Albert R. Broccoli and Harry Saltzman. Ian Fleming's Dr. No, starring Sean Connery as James Bond and Ursula Andress, Joseph Wiseman, Jack Lord, also starring Bernard Lee. Screenplay by Richard Maybaum, Joanna Harwood, Berkeley Mather. Directed by Terrence Young. Music composed by Monty Norman. Produced by Albert R. Broccoli again and Harry Saltzman. Filmed in Technicolor. Released by MGM UA Home Videos. And distributed by United Artists. Approximate running time 1 hour 54 minutes. Color 1962 digital video transfer. Now, this is not a original copy, VHS copy, of James Bond's Dr. No. But it is a fair enough reintroduction to these films on VHS. So tonight I decided to fix myself. I don't have any vermouth, so I fixed myself a gin and tonic with a spritz of lime. And I sat down and began to watch Dr. No. Now, the first thing you need to realize when you're watching VHS on a, well, mine's a smart TV, but on any modern television, is that it's not going to look exactly like you remember. It's not. These are not CRT televisions. They don't have vacuum tubes. They have whatever it is that make them run. So there is that, but I'm not about to run out and buy one of those. With some quick adjustments to your picture settings, you can make it look enough like it would look back in the day. A little washed out, you know, whatever else. So it starts, and I had forgotten, since I last saw Dr. No, whenever that was, that the intro has that trippy, like, dot format titling, and the James Bond theme is playing and it segues into Three Blind Mice, which finally happens upon the first scene where they, the three blind, quote-unquote blind assassins, assassinate Strangways. I had forgotten also that there's no pre-credit adventure. Dr. No was the first James Bond movie, but it did not have a pre-credit adventure. That did not come until the next one, From Russia with Love. So, I'm watching it, and the first thing is I'm suddenly transported back to my living room as a kid back in 19... I think I saw my first James Bond movie in 1999, which was... whatever it was. I think it was World Is Not Enough. And I immediately gobbled up as many of the tapes as I could. I watched my uncle's. I had seen clips. This was the first movie I saw. But then I gobbled it all up, and I started, of course, with Dr. No, and I was immediately transferred back to that time. And I felt an instant comfort watching this. It just... Nostalgia is a powerful thing. You think back to what Don Draper said in that one episode of Mad Men about nostalgia. And it's true, it's a powerful thing. It's also a false thing. Okay? I have maybe a level of comfort, but also a level of discomfort due to the fact that it did not look clean. It did not. It does not have the smooth edges of a digital transfer, especially since my digital copies of the James Bond movies are all in 4K. This is as far away from 4K as you can get. So anyways, I continue watching, and you get that wonderful opening scene of Sean Connery playing Chemin de Fer against Sylvia Trench. And he's not doing well, or she's not doing well, I can't remember at the moment, but, you know, it's the first time he says the name's Bond, James Bond, lights a cigarette, looking damn cool. And it's just, there was a charm to watching it on VHS, despite the flaws, there's a charm of watching it on VHS. And it's joyful. It's joyful. Alright. So, anyways, I'm rambling. This is my first episode. I don't think anybody's going to listen to this. I'm going to publish it anyways. Who knows? I'm already at the 11 minute, 33 second mark. And I'm rambling between the quality of the VHS tape and the movie itself. This is not going to be a podcast dedicated to James Bond. It's a podcast dedicated to VHS. But you can't talk about the format without talking about the movies. So, anyways, I'm going to keep this short. It's a preview of what's to come. I don't know what my release schedule is going to be. It might be weekly, bi-weekly. It might be twice a week. Who knows? But if you're into VHS, if you're connected to your past more than you ever thought you would be, then please, just listen. You don't have to share. You don't have to do whatever else. Just listen. You don't have to comment. You don't have to rate. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not looking to become famous in the world of podcasting. I'm just looking to be able to share some time and some thoughts regarding my favorite format of video technology. So, with that being said, I'm now at the 12 minute, 44 second mark. I have nothing else to say except that this is awesome. And whatever else. So, good night. And hopefully I'll be uploading the second episode soon. Might as well not even call this an episode. This is not the first episode. This is the teaser instead of what we're doing. Okay, good night. Sleep well.